Tim and Joel on Nova.
13 24 10. What are you allergic to? Give us a call.
It can be stupid. I saw this thing the other day of a chick who was allergic to Simon Cowell. She just can't. She can't watch photos of him. Jesus, she can't watch anything. She can't see a photo of him.
This is ooey allergies.
I love
this. You know what I get scared about though?
Poos and wee.
Yeah. You know, I get scared about being one of those adults that all of a sudden turns around and you're allergic to mushrooms after 42 years and you never have been before. Could you imagine?
Oh, that would be awful.
I would hate that. Because I'm not allergic to anything.
I'm a little bit like that. I was fine with eating eggs for my whole life growing up, and I cannot eat eggs now. I'm it's really bad.
You know who else knows that? The chef on board the plane.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, what's in this?
I didn't ask for the chef. I just wanted to know.
Excuse me, Virgin Australia flight attendant, what is in this?
No, because sometimes like frittatas or whatever they are, sometimes they're egg-based and sometimes they're not. I just wanted to know if it was egg-based because I can't eat it.
Hakuna frittata.
Hakuna frittata. What a wonderful phrase.
It means just eat it and shut up.
Well, I can't. I'll die.
Okay, what are you allergic to? What's this person allergic to?
So this person this is shocking. She's allergic to water. I saw this headline and I was like, what do you mean? You can't shower and you can't drink water? What are you talking about? So she has a condition, which means she does have an allergic reaction when her skin comes into contact with water. Mm. It's called aquagenic
urticaria.
And she is explaining what happens when her skin comes in contact.
Did you bring the urticaria?
Did you bring your urticaria around?
Can you bring the urticaria around? I want to move that couch.
Aquagenic urticaria is...
Oh, hang on. How do you say it?
Aquagenic urticaria.
Uticaria.
Uticaria. Aquagenic urticaria. But there's an R in there.
Aquagenic urticaria.
Aquagenic urticaria.
Aquagenic urticaria.
Aquagenic urticaria is where your skin is allergic to water.
Wow.
My skin personally comes up in red, itchy hives. It's very painful.
My goodness.
So I just, wanted to scratch my skin off. There's nothing I can really do about it because there is no cure.
It must be that...
Can't go
one
swimming.
Of my favourite things in the whole world is showering. I was laughing in the shower because I was having like a 2 o'clock shower this afternoon. Oh, and I knew you'd hate it.
Before basketball.
Yeah, before basketball.
Your game.
She loves to rock up so fresh and so clean,
Are you allergic to anything apart from egg?
Dairy.
Oh, fun.
I know. I'm the worst.
Oh, gosh.
So boring.
Can we go out for ice cream? Oh, don't invite Ricky.
I can't. No, but do you know what I had the other day? It was the greatest. I had a vegan gay time. And it changed. It freaked me out so much. I'm so afraid of the taste of things like ice cream because it makes me so sick.
I love golden gay times.
Full-blown gay.
Amazing.
Full-blown gay time.
Full-blown gay time.
Laura, what are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to garlic.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Laura.
You can't go to Italy.
Yes. Ever since I fell pregnant with my son, my body changed. And being Italian, garlic is in everything that we cook.
Everything.
So, oh, you are Italian.
But as it's going along, I've developed a few more. So garlic, lemon, a few other things. But, it's in everything that we cook.
All the things
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Give flavour to food. Devastating.
But if you're allergic to garlic...
And I love this stuff.
Yeah, of course. If you're allergic to
garlic... can't handle it.
No, you go, Laura. If you're allergic to garlic, though, does that mean heaps of vampires hang around you all the time?
Yeah, no.
She's got that out. It took ages to get that out. You and Laura should do the rest of the show. Nina, what are you allergic to, Nina?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So my husband's allergic to pear and pineapple.
Pear and pineapple.
What a fruit.
And he used to love them. It's only like recently he's become allergic to them. I'm allergic to grapes.
Oh, that's
gosh.
Silly.
Not a very fruity household.
No, I know.
Over there at Nina's. What's your husband's name?
Jamie,
what happens to Jamie when he has pears and whatever other fruit? Pineapple?
Yeah.
His tongue gets swollen and so does his cheek.
Oh.
Well, I told you my little tip.
Sounds like a fun time.
For pear. Remember?
You put
the Wilson pears at the moment are amazing, and you put lemon with them.
The other thing that freaked me out is that you put lime on papaya.
Yeah, you get papaya and you squeeze lime on it. Amazing.
I can't say I've ever bought a papaya.
Really?
Not a huge fan of those.
Okay, you should try it when you have a midnight shop at that heroin supermarket you go to with all the junkies.
Double bay.
They're all getting Monster energy drinks, and you're doing your weekly shop.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up out the back of the Golden Sheep, like, hey guys.
Josiah, what are you allergic to?
Hi guys, I'm allergic to marshmallows.
Oh,
wow.
You can't have s'mores by the fire. That's devastating.
That's a pretty easy one to manage, I reckon.
Yeah, you can avoid.
If I never have a marshmallow again, I think I'll be okay.
What would you do if
the reaction's pretty severe. My face will puff up.
Oh, no. We can't sit around the fire and have s'mores together.
No. I love that Kane Brown song too, with marshmallow.
You allergic to that?
No, I love that song. Tim and Joel.